Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
It was on this date in 1940, the tallest man in history died at the age of 22.
Yeah, that guy was...
We will not play Who's Taller.
I might guess the other guy.
Yeah, Tyler bet against him.
Although I win that all the time.
His name wasn't Giant.
Yeah, yeah. Was he an eight-footer?
Yeah.
Eight feet, ten and one-tenth inches.
Oh, nearly a nine-footer. What a freak.
Could he dunk?
I remember the...
Maybe not.
He was a big, fragile white dude. I remember the photo... with his parents. They were of average size, which everybody is compared to that guy. And he's like this big, long suit standing next to him. I just remember that picture.
There's no 8'10 situation where you could be comfortable. An airplane, a train, a car. You'd hit your head.
Especially back then. Because they didn't even have high ceiling houses back in the day. Not that, you know, regular.
A bed, a shower, a chair. Nothing.
Yeah, he'd have to crouch down in the basement.
No, in a house, mm-hmm. She would.
Yeah. What if you're sitting on the couch trying to watch TV? You'd have to, like, look in between your knees.
He didn't have to do that for too long.
No.
First of all, he died in 1940.
Yeah, he'd been dead for a long time.
How old was he?
22.
Okay, he probably didn't live long.
Tall dudes die like that.
Well, he wouldn't have had to go to war.
Right. Yeah, they would have seen him coming.
He would have been in one of those little
boats
approaching Normandy, and his head's way over everybody else.
They'd have picked him off 8 miles into the ocean.
I think they're coming this way.
He was dead before that.
Right.
Yeah.
He could have been a good lookout, though. He would have been like the human periscope.
Yeah.
Great for concerts. Man.
Unless you're standing behind him.
No, for him, I mean.
Yeah.
And the girl on his shoulders.
Oh, the girl on his shoulders with her boobs hanging out.
She could touch the sky.
Everybody could see.
You could get on his shoulders, and he could walk in the deep end of the pool, and your head would be above water.
Yes. Hell, he'd be above water in some pools.
Yeah.
Would there have been any good concerts to go to in 1940?
Depending on who you're a fan of. Glenn Miller rocked. And that wasn't standing room, though, those kind of shows.
Yeah. Yeah, even if you were sitting behind him, it was still going to suck.
Right. That's a good point.
Even if it was a sit-down show, he's still too tall.
I'm sure. And we went to movie theaters. He sat in the back to avoid that. But of course, then the camera couldn't. I mean, the projection would show his head. If he sat below the camera, I mean the projector.
And as a taller person, I reject the idea that tall people should just voluntarily go to the back of the crowd.
Well, they should. At 8'10", not you. You're not 6'6".
But I've gotten sideways. At 6'2", I've gotten sideways looks from people in a general admission crowd or at a concert.
No.
Like, I bought a ticket, too.
No,
shut up.
No, 6'2", is not extremely tall. 6'9", 7 foot, maybe go behind people.
But how far back is enough? You have to go to the fence? You got to go all the way back?
I don't care.
Chris says that Count Basie and Bing Crosby were the best concerts in 1940.
Right.
He wanted to be tall at those concerts.
Well, people didn't flash their boobs at Bing Crosby, though, on top of this guy's shoulder.
You don't think so?
You don't know that.
You don't know that.
I think you got arrested, Ben, for that kind of stuff.
Donnie checks in and says, please do not include Central Missouri with Southern Missouri.
Okay, whatever.
Central Missouri includes Columbia.
Oh, that's right, Columbia. Yeah, that's a decent area, right?
Real COVID idiots are Southern Missouri.
They
I think I keep hearing Interstate 44 is kind of the dividing line.
Yeah.
If you're above Interstate 44,
COVID idiots is
better chance you're
vaccinated. We don't use that enough, COVID
idiots. If you're below Interstate 44, about zero chance you're vaccinated.
That'll be there on Sunday.
Yeah.
Because they grow them dumb there.
Hold your breath.
Oh, my God, they're dumb.
Yeah, if you get a little too smart in Southern Missouri, they run you out.
Oh, yeah.
You got to be a special kind of dumb to hang out there.
Well, I hope they let us hang out for a week.
Well, you're dumb enough to get in for a week. You know,
right.
I wouldn't worry about that, Nick.
Well, you're not, I'll but you can fake it.
Yeah,
but, I know you can fake it for about a week.
Yeah.
But don't show any signs of being kind of smart.
I don't think I have to worry about that.
Right. It's a vacation. Don't be drinking. He'll be drinking.
Yeah, I'm either going to be drunk or groggy.
Right. In the morning.
Or both.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now I'm kind of worried about where I'm going. Because it's, you know, I'm not hanging around the big town. I'm going to a lot of small towns.
Once again, Todd, you are vaccinated. The people that get sick are the other ones.
Oh, that's right.
You got to remember that. This is a narrative we have to almost, you got to stop. Everybody's got to stop it. Because you see it all the time. I'm afraid. Well, if you're vaccinated, no. And then don't you? No. The unvaccinated should be afraid. Because they're dying. And they're on ventilators.
Stop it in the Quad Cities. I'm going to pick up some stuff from the world's largest truck stop for Craig because he likes that. And then on to Milwaukee and then central Wisconsin.
Nice. You going to spend a day or two at the truck stop?
Packer material. You're in Packer town, man.
No.
Because everywhere Todd goes, it's Packer town.
Maybe on the way back, if I have some extra time, I'll spend a couple days wandering around the world's largest truck stop.
And there's a lot there.
Yeah, go to the dentist, get yourself a haircut.
There's a lot to do there, isn't there? That.
They have a dentist
you
there,
you might
too.
Just get lost inside and be there for a couple days no matter what.
I think much of the world's largest truck stop is just the surrounding area.
The what?
Surrounding area.
I think the only time that I've been east of Iowa City was when you and I drove out here.
Yeah, you don't drive that way.
On interstate,
we're both going east. Yeah, that's a good point.
Usually I stop at Iowa City and say, that's enough Iowa.
Yep.
Yeah.
It is. Des Moines enough Iowa. And by the way,
really
I'm not picking on Iowa. You know, Nebraska's no picnic either. We're driving through here, so.
It's brutal.
Right. Yes, it's just not a scenic drive.
And Iowa didn't even build an arch.
No, they didn't. And don't you laugh, Kansas. That drive's miserable, too.
I've never done
But come up and see the live show we're doing, by the way.
Interstate 70 across Kansas. That looks like it.
I did it.
Might be a little dull.
I did part of that. Remember,
I drove to
Phoenix, and
you
it's
didn't go east to west.
Well, I was pretty. I went the whole way down through Oklahoma, and it was brutal, man.
Kansas City to Denver. I'm curious what that drive is like.
I'm not.
How curious, Todd?
Well, not curious enough to actually do it, but curious enough to ask because I'm sure we have plenty of people who have made that drive.
Try Albuquerque to Dodge City, Kansas. Try that. See if you like that.
See if you can do it.
Oh my God!
In an RV,
falling asleep.
One of my favorite Richard Reese stories.
Phoenix had Dodge City, technically, right?
Richard was doing a show in Manhattan, Kansas with this comic from Council Bluffs.
Right. The Little Apple, I like to call it.
Yep. So Richard's driving home. The other dude falls asleep, and Richard wakes him up when they get to the Welcome to Colorado sign.
Oh, really?
He's just driving through the night, going the wrong way.
That sucks, man.
I know. So I know. The dude was pissed when he woke him up.
I know some people that coming back from Colorado, where the interstate kind of splits and you can head into Nebraska or into Kansas.
Right.
Meaning to go to Nebraska, went into Kansas for good 2 or 3 hours.
Before
anybody went, hey, we're in Kansas.
Wait, what?
They ended up in Kansas instead of Nebraska.
I'm surprised you haven't brought
How does that happen?
I don't know. I wasn't with them.
Off the interstate?
Yeah, I think
so. They're idiots.
Yeah.
Colorado's full of weed. They're all high. You know that. It kills kids.
They are idiots.
It's the wrong turn.
There's going to be a sign that says something about Kansas.
There's an exit to go to western Nebraska. There's an exit to go to Colorado. There's no exit to go to Kansas. You've got to be out of your way to be really stupid end up in Kansas.
I don't know who wasn't paying attention, but they were leaving.
That's not in general, by the way. Let's not say it. That's not like in general. We love it, Wichita.
Yeah, they were leaving.
No, I'm talking this.
I know. You said you're going to be out of your mind, an idiot, to go to Kansas. That's what you said.
On that drive.
On that drive.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to be just not paying
attention. It's obviously somebody you know.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, and I don't know how they ended up leaving Colorado, meaning to go to Nebraska, and ending up in Kansas for a couple hours.
Do I know this person?
No.
Oh.
No. Were they on a moped,
are
like Dumb and Dumber? With snot coming off their nose?
No, not that I'm aware of.
Yeah. Was there more than one person in the car?
Yeah. The whole family.
Now,
so they all... God, you got to have somebody there who knows how to navigate. It's not that hard.
I get maybe, oh, I missed an exit. We're going to go. Yeah. We have to go 20 miles into Kansas to get around. But 2 hours, you're not paying attention to anything.
I think it was a couple hours before anybody went, yeah, this looks like Kansas.
It says Wichita, Kansas, coming up here shortly. No. So you mentioned, I'm surprised you didn't bring this up, Bush, because I watched the first episode of Ted Lasso last night, and I'm going to stick with it. It's obviously really, really good, and I wasn't afraid of the hype. The hype's real. It's a great show.
It is real. Mm-hmm.
Did not know that he was a football coach at Wichita State.
Oh, yeah.
Division II national championship. Now, they don't have a football team now. That's probably why they picked him.
Probably.
But at Wichita State, he was the head coach, Ted Lasso, before he gets hired as a soccer manager over there in England.
Yeah. His character is like a Kansas City guy, just like Jason Sudeikis is.
But they chose Wichita State, Division II football champs.
Yep.
He wins it and then gets hired over there, and you watch the show. It's really good.
And the second season starts next Friday.
Which is crazy. I'm just starting to watch the first season. Yeah. Oh, now we got there.
Idiot navigator. I don't know.
Richard Reese.
Yeah. Oh, the truck stop.
Idiot Richard Reese. That's it.
Yeah, Richard's headlining the Clash of the Comics at the Funny Bone tonight.
Check him out. omaha.funnybone.com. Google it and look it up.
You had it.
Yep.
You were just .com away.
I know.
So close.
Richard also, along with Nick, are doing some live comedy at our Big F and Deal, September 4th, Saturday, Papillion, Sumter Amphitheater. We're doing some big live, a couple of big podcasts, and also Blue House going to play some music, food, and booze. Tickets go on sale tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock Central at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Yeah, I'm not hearing anything good about Kansas City to Colorado on I-70.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
I'll tell you, a drive that didn't bother me. It was actually pretty quick, and a lot quicker than I remember. I've only done it once or twice. It was Omaha to St. Louis. That drive was pretty nice.
Oh, I've done that before.
That was nice, because you're between Kansas City and St. Louis, there's trees and hills, and it's actually pretty cool.
Okay, so I think the people that I knew, Todd, in leaving Denver, you can go on I-70, or you can go on I-76.
They were leaving Denver.
Yeah, they were
high as hell, probably too.
And
yeah, right. Everybody
high
is out
as
there.
Hell.
Wow.
Instead of going north on 76, they just kept going east on 70 and made it a couple hours into Kansas before they went, hey, Kansas.
Well, that's just a couple hours out of the way, and then it's just a left turn, and you're back up there.
They were at least going the right direction.
Yeah, but not the way they wanted to.
No.
For quite a long time before anybody realized.
Yeah, that's
no, you're going to have to adjust your ETA going that route.
And, the front range kind of looks all the same, depending on no matter where you're at there. So, yeah, it was into Kansas before anybody realized, this doesn't look familiar.
It's a wonder why they call us flyover country.
Right. Apparently it's drive-over country.
The drive is tough.
That whole conversation.
But even then, on the interstate, there are signs that indicate what state you're in.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yes.
The interstate sign.
I know they're your friends, Bush, but they're idiots.
The interstate sign that gives you the number of the interstate that you're on.
Right.
Also gives you the state that you're in.
Yeah. Does it?
You should know.
I should, but I don't. I can't say.
Many times, I guess.
I can't picture the interstate sign in my head.
I guess they do for highways, maybe not for interstates.
But I'm an excellent navigator, and I know where I am most of the time.
Except when you're sitting here.
Right. Have a pretty good idea what state
Except
I'm in.
Except when you're sitting here sometimes.
All right, 9 and a half toad, Luke.
Hey, man.
What's up?
What's going on, fellas?
Hey, brother.
Todd, I got you covered. Just got back Monday. I drove east of Iowa City to Chicago. And next week, I will be going from Wichita straight to Denver.
For basketball stuff?
Yes, okay. For basketball. And my navigator is a screaming banshee that just tells me to slow down the whole goddamn way.
That's your woman, right?
That would be the woman, yeah.
A screaming banshee. Jesus.
She won't even sleep. I tried to drug her to put her to sleep so I could just get the hell out of these places.
Thank
it's
you, Cosby.
Not working. Right. No, that's at home. Yeah, that's at home. Yeah, it's been 19 years, fellas. Yeah,
double down, man.
Dude, she's not listening. But yeah, Todd, it's the drive past Iowa City. Not cool.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I gathered
we'll
that she wasn't listening.
Oh, so yeah,
you called her a screaming banshee.
Yeah, but throwing in the drugging her, the proper authorities might be listening.
That too.
Let us know what Wichita to Denver's like when you get back, man.
I sure will.
All right.
Hopefully, I'm still alive.
All right.
Exactly. We hope so too.
Right. You drive safe.
We also know there's a chance you won't be.
He's like me. He gets all brave when he's on the phone. Like I was bad mouthing
the
boss yesterday.
Wichita, there's a girls' basketball tournament. I know his daughter plays basketball at a high level, so Luke will be there somewhere. So walk around and ask any tall black guy and ask if they're Luke.
How many toes do you have?
Yeah, look for the missing half toe.
Well, he might not have his sandals on. He's coaching.
Hopefully not.
He's coaching.
He probably doesn't show that off.
Right.
Or he'll wear an inappropriate T-shirt. Just look for a guy.
I don't think he wear those at girls' basketball tournaments.
I bet you he does.
All right. Like this guy likes it in the pooper, that one?
Yeah.
All right. That I stood next to? And pooper was kind. It's not what it said.
Yeah, I got all mouthy on the air yesterday.
I don't think he says that.
Bashing the boss, and he came in here all, come at me, bro. And, of course, I backed down. And then we shot a video.
What'd you tell him to say?
To piss off.
Piss off to Nick being late.
Nick was going to have a meeting. And then we did a video later where I called him an idiot. Yeah. I don't know if he's seen that yet.
Oh, yeah, he did.
Oh, did he?
I walked up the hall right after we did that, and he was watching it and just went, they're horrible people. I said, yes, but you're in charge of us horrible people.
Why'd you call him an idiot in that video? I forgot.
Because he couldn't spell a suburb.
Oh, no, yeah. He spelled pavilion, right?
Idiot.
Yeah, he's pretty dumb.
And he's on the way in listening right now. Hi, Jim.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.